The 101st American International Toy Fair concludes today in New York City. 1,500 manufacturers, distributors, and sales agents have been there from 29 countries. Reporter Dave Adux stopped by to see what's hot in the toy world.
Remember those cute, scrunchy-faced baby dolls known as the Cabbage Patch Kids? Well, they're back. In the 1980s, toy maker Coleco made $600 million on the dolls. This year, a small company called Play Along is hoping to make them a big hit once again. Their strategy isn't really to target kids. Jim Silver is the publisher of Toy Wishes magazine.
Play Along is going to have parents reminiscing because they're bringing it back exactly the way it was. The head, the body the same, the adoption papers, and that same lime-colored packaging. Mom's going to walk in and say, oh, I had that when I was young. I want one for my daughter, which I really think is for herself.
Play Along has had success with its retro strategy. Last year, the company reintroduced the Care Bears, singing bears from 20 years ago. Retailers sold $350 million worth of Care Bear merchandise. Other companies are hoping to cash in by appealing to parents' sense of nostalgia. Hasbro is introducing the original G.I. Joe for the character's 40th birthday, and Mattel has an Elmo doll that plays a hit song from 25 years ago.
He does the E-L-M-O, and he's going to do it for you right now.
Move your arms like Elmo! It's fun to sing E-L-M-O, E-L-M-O. Here we go! Dance with Elmo!
Toy makers are targeting the current generation of kids as well. The buzz again this year is about the Groovy Girl dolls. They're dolls with an edge. Amy Cathy is with Manhattan Toy, the maker of the Groovy Girl line.
Ayanna, she kind of has that J-Lo look to her. She's got the strong side part. Her hair is dark but has streaking in it. Her gorgeous skin tone. Very cute number top like children wear. But of course, what makes it always is the flashy shoes. Got to have flash on the bottom.
Educational toys were also getting a lot of attention at the fair.
10 years ago, educational toys were a bad word in this business. Buyers heard education and they said, no, the consumer doesn't want that. Education meant boring.
Over the last 2 years, these toys went from being a $400 million market to now over $1 billion, according to Silver. VTech Electronics, the cordless phone maker, is trying to cash in on the trend with its new V-Smile TV learning system. Julia Fitzgerald and Tom Runtz of VTech.
And it plays not just game cartridges, but it plays what we call smartridges. It's video gameplay that actually has educational elements woven all the way through it.
All right, I'm right-handed, so let's see if I can figure this game out. It's for three-year-olds.
And there's different levels. There's a hard level and an easy level. So
what level do you have me at here?
This would be the easy level.
Oh, yeah, that's right, good idea.
The hippos want to cross the river, but the bridge is out. The wooden boards have to be in A, B, C order.
But of course, for every educational toy, there are many more that are driven by the entertainment industry. Three big movies aimed at kids will be released this year: Shrek, Harry Potter, and Spider-Man. So get ready for a Spider-Man laser tag, a twist on the classic game of Operation featuring Shrek, and a Harry Potter Quidditch game. This has many in the toy industry excited about the possibility of a turnaround from last season's dip in toy sales. For Day to Day, I'm Dave Adux.